God is alive. Magic is afoot. God is alive. Magic is afoot. God is afoot. Magic is alive. Life is afoot. Magic never died. God never sickened. Many poor men lied. Many sick men lied.
Magic Welcome. Never weakened. Magic, magic never is afoot. Magic God is alive. Food. Magic is afoot. You're going to be in for a magical hour here. Good afternoon. Good morning. Whenever you're listening, whether it's right here on KDRT 95.7 FM, or whether it's on the web, or on one of the podcasts, I welcome you. You're listening to Listening Lyrics, and today's show is Eclectic Listening. We're going to play some music that is genre-free, different genres. How's that? You're listening in the background to Buffy St. Marie. We're going to get back to her right now, and after the song, I'll explain what we're going to be doing. Enjoy.
Though they offered stones, magic still was fed. Though they locked their coffers, God was always served. Magic is afoot, God rules. Alive is afoot, alive is in command. Many weak men hungered, many strong men thrived. Though they boasted solitude, God was at their side. Nor the dreamer in his cell, nor the captain on the hill. Magic is alive, though his death was pardoned. Round and round the world, the heart did not believe. Though laws were carved in marble, they could not shelter men. Though altars built in parliaments, they could not order men. Police arrested magic, and magic went with them. Oh, for magic loves the hungry. But magic would not tarry. It moves from arm to arm. It would not stay with them. Magic is afoot. It cannot come to harm. It rests in an empty palm. It spawns in an empty mind. But magic is no instrument. Magic is the end. Many men drove magic, and magic stayed behind. Many strong men lied. They only passed through magic and out the other side. Many weak men lied. They came to God in secret. And though they left him nourished, they would not tell who healed. Though mountains danced before them, they said that God was dead. Though his shrouds were hoisted, the naked God did live. This I mean to whisper to my mind. This I mean to laugh with in my mind. This I mean my mind to serve. No service is but magic moving through the world. And mind itself is magic coursing through the flesh. And flesh itself is magic dancing on a clock. And time itself, the magic length of God.
As I mentioned earlier, that was Buffy St. Marie singing God is Alive, Magic is Afoot. And, you know, Buffy is still with us. Her height of popularity was in the 60s and 70s. But she's, I would guess, pushing 80 or early 80s. She was blacklisted by the American music industry back in the late 70s. Because of her stand and support of Native Americans. And she was quoted as saying, you know, the American music industry put me out of business. But slowly but surely, she's made a comeback, and her music is still enjoyed around the world. Thank you, Buffy. In the background, you're hearing a little market noise. Well, that's because we're going to go to the market. I'm going to play a song called Marketplace by Yumasakela. And the reason I'm opening with that as part of the show is that on this Wednesday, I will be hosting the Album of the Week. And the Album of the Week is going to be Yumasakela's Hope. And this song is featured in there. So that gives you a little inkling of what Yumasakela is all about. If you don't know about him, he's a trumpet player. But because the song I chose is Marketplace, I'm also going to play a song called Marketplace by Stephen Keen, a fellow from Brooklyn, I believe it is. And then we're going to go with, I don't know, what kind of dreamy kind of sound, with the Detroit Marketplace sound. And I thought it was interesting how I interpreted that song, and I'll talk to you about it afterwards. But let's start off with those three, starting with Yumasakela, Marketplace.
She goes to look into my eyes. She's turning me on with fever. As she passes me by, hey, mama. Suddenly I'm walking right beside her, really turning her on. When I tell her I'm going wherever, she'll be going when she leaves the market. Right away, I go to carry her bag of vegetables. She had to rise to the marketplace. vegetable stall at the marketplace. That's where the sun rises. I won't forget the day the sun came shining. I won't forget the day the sun came shining. I won't forget the day the sun came shining. Shining, shining. Shining in. I won't forget the day the sun came shining, 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 shining in. I won't forget the day the sun came shining in. Shining, shining, shining in. I won't forget the day the sun.
Sins of man for a sacrifice to rise again. The shepherd king from beneath these hills to learn and preach God's will. You can float downstream if you want to, sit on the shore if you need to. I ain't hauling my lambs to the marketplace anymore. Now the Philistines and the chosen few, cursed by law of the old and new. You can fool yourself, you can take the cure. Work some more. Sell your pride if you want to, heal a bride if you need to. I ain't hauling my lambs to the marketplace The butcher's block hacks upon your brain, while the thief in rags steals your grain. The dignity and the pride you hold, is it worth more than silver or gold? You can grind your blade if you want to, spin blood if you need to. I ain't hauling my lambs to the marketplace
Okay, we just heard Detroit Marketplace by Micah McCann. Before that, Stephen Keen's Marketplace. And we started off that three-piece set with Marketplace by UMass Akela. I will say that the Detroit Marketplace, my take on that song is it's very somber, very, I don't know, it's kind of dark, almost a mystery to it. But I think what he's trying to explain to us is that many years ago, Detroit was hit by an economic tsunami. And maybe the marketplace today reflects that still, that it's a quiet place, there isn't much happening. But near the end of the song, he picks up the beat, and I think he's trying to tell us there is hope, or that probably even hope is in process as we're speaking. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm your host, Pete Pasteur, and we're talking about eclectic music, and we've just been around three different marketplaces, one in South Africa in the form of music, one in the Mideast, and then one in Detroit. So what do you do in a marketplace? Well, you shop around for things. So we're going to have two songs that explain that, the shopping around, and as you're wrapping up your visit to the marketplace, like we will be, and it's time for a cup of coffee. We're going to do One More Cup of Coffee by Bob Dylan and Shop Around by the Miracles. Here we go.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around.
Sure, she's in love with you now. My mama to me, but to the stars above.
One more cup of coffee before I'm
teach you how to pick and choose and how to throw the blade. He oversees his kingdom, so no stranger does intrude. His voice, it trembles as he calls out for another plate of food.
One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee.
One More Cup of Coffee, Bob Dylan. And right before that, we heard Shop Around, The Miracles. And that sort of concludes our Marketplace story. We're going to finish up this half of the show with a song called Take It All Off. And that's by Black Coffee. And it's a kind of a nice way to end it because, well, we started with Yuma Sakala from South Africa. Black Coffee, who sings Take It All Off, is from South Africa. It's from his album, Africa Rising. And I just think it's a wonderful piece. Mesmerizing is the word. And then after that, I'm going to introduce you to a song from the 50s by Chuck Berry that I would call a novelty song. You're going to enjoy that. So stay tuned for the second half.
playground girl. And I just wanna play, if you know what I mean. Now don't be shy, I just want you to take off your clothes.
Take It All Off, Black Coffee, and that's the name of the song, Black Coffee. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I am playing eclectic music. I'm chuckling to myself. I was going to say eccentric. Eccentric electric. but anyways... coming up, you're going to hear a song that Chuck Berry made famous. I would call it a novelty song. And we'll talk a little bit about that right after this announcement. I'm going to talk a little bit about YOLO Hospice. And if you're outside of the area, then any of your local hospice, this will apply to, except for maybe the website and the phone number. YOLO Hospice is staffed by an interdisciplinary team of doctors, nurses, bereavement specialists, spiritual care counselors, social workers, and volunteers. They work with you to care for your mind, your body, and the spirit of those facing life-limiting illnesses. YOLO Hospice cares for all individuals in our community who qualify for hospice care regardless of race, ethnicity, religion, sexual orientation, or gender. YOLO Hospice also serves those without insurance or the ability to pay. For more information or to volunteer, please call 530-758-5566 or just go to YOLO Hospice. That's YOLO Hospice.org. You know, I am chuckling again because YOLO, spelled YOLO, is the name of the county we're located in. But the four letters also mean you only live once. So you only live once, hospice.org. Anyways, it made me chuckle. Hey, now we're going to go on. Dave Bartholomew. trumpet player from the 50s, 40s, lived to be 101 years old, passed away in 2019. He wrote a lot of songs, and especially songs for Fats Domino. He wrote such hits as I Hear You Knocking, Let the Good Times Roll. Ricky Nelson also did I'm Walking, Witchcraft. Let's see, what else did he do here? Several of his hits included songs such as Ain't That a Shame. Boy, that was a great song. And Walking to New Orleans. But anyways, he wrote a song that Chuck Berry brought to the top of the charts. I would call it a novelty song. Listen to the words, you're going to get a kick out of it. And following that, I'm going to play, I won't introduce you to the song because it's sort of tongue-in-cheek. I think the two go hand-in-hand, no pun intended. Talk to you guys in a little bit.
When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string, she told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, I want to play with my ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, I want to play with my ding-a-ling. When Mama took me to Sunday school and tried to teach me the golden rule, every time the choir would sing, I'd sit there. Let go my ding-a-ling-a-ling, my ding-a-ling,
Rolling Stones, I Can't Get No Satisfaction, and we started off with Chuck Berry's My Ding-a-Ling. Well, whether it's playing with your ding-a-ling or you're not getting any satisfaction, I think John Prine wraps it all up, for me anyway, and that is a song called Ain't Hurtin' Nobody.
I'm a-walkin' down the street like Lucky LaRue. Got my hand in my pocket, thinking about you. I ain't a-hurtin' nobody. I ain't a-hurtin' no one. There's 300 men in the state of Tennessee. They're waiting to die, they won't never be free. I ain't hurting nobody. I ain't hurting no one. Six 6,700,033 lights on. You think someone could take the time to sit down and listen to the words of my song? At the beach in Indiana, I was 9 years old. Heard Little Richard singing Tutti Frutti from the top of a telephone pole.
I wasn't hurting nobody.
I wasn't hurting no one. There's roosters laying chickens, and chickens laying eggs. Farm machinery eating people's arms and legs. I ain't hurting nobody. I ain't hurting no one. Perfectly crafted popular hit songs never use the wrong rhyme. You think that waitress could get my order right the first time? She's sitting on the back steps, just shucking that corn. That gal's been grinning since the day she was born. She ain't hurting nobody. She ain't hurting no one. I used to live in Chicago, where the cold wind blows. I delivered more junk mail than the junkyard would hold. I wasn't hurting nobody. I wasn't hurting no one. You can fool some of the people part of the time in a rock and roll song. 50 million Elvis Presley fans can't be all wrong. I'm a-walking down the street like Lucky LaRue. Got my hand in my pocket, baby, thinking about you. I ain't a-hurtin' nobody. I ain't a-hurtin' no one. I ain't a-hurtin' nobody. I ain't a-hurtin' no one. Nobody.
John Prine, Ain't Hurting Nobody. I want to thank all of you for listening. I've enjoyed being with you this almost an hour now. We're going to go out with the song that's playing in the background, Herb Alpert and You Masekela. It's a rather short song, African Summer, but I love the groove on this one. And then just to finish off a bit of eclectic music, I'm going to play Animal Eyes, and that is by the Neptune Darlings. Thank you all for listening. You've been listening to KDRT 95.7. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show, and I hope you'll tune in next week.
Yeah.